Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
$240 is the jackpot today on... Are You Smarter Than Katie? Ha, 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 ha. Yes, and it's the last Are You Smarter Than Katie for a bit as she's getting to go on vacation. I'll be on vacation as well. And we are going to be playing with Caitlin from Lincoln. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Katie is leaving the studio. And like I said, $240. Here we go. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Question one. Cassie is one of the key witnesses in the Diddy trial, as she was one of the biggest alleged victims. And yesterday was a good day and a bad day for her. It was bad because there was more difficult testimony being said, but it was also good because she welcomed her third child. How about that? Spell the word alleged.
A-L-L-E-G-E-D.
Question two. Mike White is the creator, writer, and director of White Lotus. He is also a former Survivor contestant. In fact, he was one of the best competitors on the reality show, so much so that CBS asked him to return for an All-Star season next year. How about that? That's fun. On Survivor, what is the name of the statue that means you cannot be voted off?
Oh, no.
All righty. Question three. Hailey Bieber just made more money than her husband Justin Bieber ever did in his entire career. She owns a makeup company called Rode, and she just sold it to Elf Cosmetics for $1 billion. Is this more or less than what Selena Gomez's makeup company is worth?
More?
Question four, Jeremy Renner has a book coming out about his near life-ending experience when a snowplow rolled on top of him 2 years ago. He said that he had a near-death experience that was beautiful, and it was the most peaceful he's ever been. In fact, so much so, he was pissed off when he got revived. How about that? What is the name of his Marvel character?
Say that one more time.
What is the name of Jeremy Renner's Marvel character?
Oh, gosh. The guy with the arrows. Hawkeye?
Okay. Question five. Broadway has seen its most lucrative season ever. Like, ever. It's credited to more Hollywood stars doing Broadway shows and more shows that are based on familiar material like movies and stuff like that. But Broadway just made $2 billion, which is 25% more than it made last year. So how much did Broadway make last year?
So you're asking for 25% of $2 billion?
I'm asking for it's $2 billion was a 25% increase of last year. So I'm asking you what did it make last year?
Oh, $1.5 billion.
All righty, Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. Caitlin, you're in the car. Where are we going?
We're going to work.
And where do we work?
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I work at a hotel in downtown Sacramento.
Ooh.
I always thought working in a hotel would be really exciting.
Romantic.
Or something.
Is it romantic? Yeah.
Which, is it one of the fancy hotels?
yeah, we're right by the convention center, yeah.
Okay,
the Hyatt.
So let me ask you.
Oh, the Sheraton.
Or
maybe.
Which one is it?
I think it's the Sheraton.
Do we get to know which one it is?
Sure, I work for the Hyatt.
The Hyatt.
Kevin was right. Sorry, jeez.
All right, there you go.
Hotel.
Good job, Kevin. Oh, 1 point, Kevin. So do you watch a lot of like White Lotus because it's like about hotels and stuff?
I do.
Yeah. Are you like, oh, that's that Armand. I feel for him. All right. I'm going to put you on hold, Caitlin. And Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Question one. Cassie, you know, one of the key witnesses in the Diddy trial.
Mm-hmm.
She had a good and bad day yesterday. It was bad because she, you know, had to listen to more awful testimony, you know. But it was good because she also welcomed her third child.
Same day?
Yeah. Yeah. Spell the word alleged.
Okay. A-L-L-E-G-E-D, alleged.
That is correct. I always thought that was one of those words that I just can't remember how to spell it.
I feel like I use it a lot.
Yeah. Mom, speaking of White Lotus, Mike White, the creator of White Lotus, he is also a former Survivor contestant. In fact, he was one of the best players in recent memory to play the game, so much so that they asked him to come back next season for an all-star season of Survivor.
And does he have time for that?
I guess he does, because he's doing it again. Mm-hmm. He did not win. He came in second. And it actually kind of made me not like him a little bit. But I'll watch.
Really?
I'll watch it again. I'll give him another chance, yeah. On Survivor, what's the name of the statue that means you cannot be voted off?
The immunity idol. Really?
She has a makeup company called Rode, and she sold it to Elf for $1 billion.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Is that more or less than what Selena Gomez's makeup company is worth?
And how much did you say it was?
$1 billion.
I'm going to say less.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez's, I believe it's called Rare Beauty, is worth $2 billion, or almost $2 billion. Question four, Jeremy Renner has a book coming out about when he almost died when a snowplow rolled on top of him 2 years ago.
Right.
And he said that when that happened, he had a near-death experience that was beautiful. He said it was the most peaceful he's ever been in his life, and he was mad, quote, pissed off when they revived him.
Wow.
What is the name of his Marvel character?
Hawkeye.
Yes, Hawkeye. And question five, Broadway just had its most lucrative year ever.
I love that.
Ever. It's credited to more Hollywood Broadway stars doing shows and also more shows based on familiar material like movies and TV shows and albums. I'm not sure how I feel about that part of it, but it just made $2 billion, which is a 25% increase over what it made last year. So okay. What did it make last year?
25%, huh? $3,125,000,000.
I wish everybody could see Katie. This was like she was reading the wrong answer on the ceiling.
I just look it up.
The answer was $1.5 billion.
I don't even remember the question.
Caitlin got that one right. But Caitlin, the final score, you got 3 and Katie got 4.
Oh boy, Caitlin.
Wowie, wow. How about that? We're going to have $20 of the jackpot for when we all come back from a vacation. Caitlin, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
No,
not today.
Not today. But thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for listening. And, I mean, you ever want to give us a free room at the Hyatt?
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.